This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com.
Welcome to the Toastmasters Podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Gazin.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
Ryan, who is our special guest today?
Our guest today is International President, Distinguished Toastmaster Deepak Menon. Deepak is from New Delhi, India. He's a chartered accountant at J.P. Kapoor and Oberoi in New Delhi, where he's one of nine partners. He oversees management and operations and specializes in international taxation, cross-border taxation, transfer pricing, and direct taxes. Menon is also a trustee of the Columban Endowment Trust, a nonprofit organization. A Toastmaster since 2002, Menon's home club is Central Delhi Toastmasters. He's held a number of high-profile leadership positions within Toastmasters and, of course, has attained the Distinguished Toastmaster designation, the highest level of educational achievement in the organization. And now, as our international president, Menon serves as an officer of the Toastmasters International Board of Directors. He is a working ambassador for the organization. Mr. Deepak Menon, it is always a pleasure and a special pleasure today to speak with you. Welcome back to the Toastmasters podcast.
Welcome, Mr. President.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. And thank you, Greg.
Well, with everything that's been happening in the world, I'm sure that everyone wants to hear from you, of course, being the international president, about what's going on in the Toastmasters world. But before we do that, it's possible that there may be some people that may have not had an opportunity to meet with you, as Ryan and I have done. Now, you joined Toastmasters in 2002. Tell us why you decided to join.
Thank you for that question. Honestly, I did not want to join Toastmasters. When I first heard about Toastmasters, and it was at a cousin's wedding where my uncle, who was the bridegroom's father, accosted me and told me about Toastmasters. It was later that I realized that when we join Toastmasters and become very passionate about it, we find every occasion to speak about it. Well, to cut a long story short, he invited me to come to a Toastmasters meeting. The meeting that he invited me to was of the Toastmasters Club of New Delhi. But he had told me that it is about speaking and about improving communication skills. And I thought I could speak very well. I had great communication skills. I didn't think there was any need for any improvement. But he persisted. He would call me every meeting and send me an agenda. And despite my excuses, he just wouldn't listen and would not go away. So I thought, well, I would go attend a meeting and then perhaps after attending it, tell him I'm not interested. So I went one Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. I was at the meeting of the Toastmasters Club of New Delhi. And I was quite impressed by what I saw, but nothing that I was witnessing made me feel that I needed to join. Until it was time for table topics, and I was invited to speak on table topics. And I remember walking up the stage, how my heart started beating too rapidly. I thought I was palpitating. And I started sweating. I never had that kind of feeling before. And when I got onto the stage, my legs were trembling. And I was wondering what's going on. And my tongue seemed to be getting tied into knots. And when the table topics master asked me the question that I needed to respond to, I don't remember what that question was. I don't even know whether I heard that question properly then. But I remember standing there muttering something, stuttering my way through the 1 minute that I was there on the stage and running back to my seat as soon as I saw the 1 minute timing light go up, and heaved a sigh of relief and signed up to be a Toastmaster member, to remove the fear of public speaking that I discovered I possessed. Today, I've been now speaking to audiences all over the world. Clearly, Toastmasters has done the work that it was supposed to, but has given me much more than I had initially joined for.
Oh, yes, table topics. I remember my first time fondly. I didn't quite make 12 seconds.
Deepak, back in the September 2019 issue of the Toastmaster magazine, there's a profile on you, and it states that it didn't take you long to discover your personal challenges once you got involved with Toastmasters, and also to discover the motivation to overcome them. I'm curious, was that related to your experience with Table Topics?
Well, as I started my Toastmasters journey, I discovered, of course, my fear of public speaking, and something that had never hit me until that point in time, because there were many opportunities for one-on-one topics, meetings, discussions that I had already had as a professional accountant. This standing up before an audience and speaking to them had never occurred to me. And so therefore, this was the challenge that I discovered straight off. But what I also continued to discover was many things about myself, about the fact that I was concerned that I would forget and I would be hurrying through my speeches. I would speak too fast. I was concerned about my leadership capabilities. I didn't think that I was a great leader. I didn't think that I would be able to lead the club. And when I became the president the following year in July 2003, I remember how nervous and underconfident I was that I would be able to lead that club. But I had to pull my socks together. It was Toastmasters that gave me the ability, the confidence to be able to lead the club. Let me tell you, this club was then the only club in New Delhi. There were no other clubs. There were barely six clubs in India at that time, one club in New Delhi, five clubs in Bangalore. Today, of course, there are about 1,000 clubs in India alone. So we've grown significantly since then. And I kept discovering small challenges which I was able to overcome through my Toastmasters journey. And I learned many life lessons as I went through my Toastmasters membership in the various clubs that I joined. And I continue to learn them.
And I imagine you might have even learned some new lessons this year. We'll get to that in a moment. But just to give our listeners some context here, we're recording this interview the beginning of July, July 6th, several months into this coronavirus pandemic that has swept the world. And before we get into that at the organizational level, I just want to ask about your situation there in New Delhi. I imagine that you, like most of us, have been working from home. Maybe you're still working from home as a result of the situation. But how is your city faring there? How's your family? What's the situation? What's the climate like in New Delhi right now and amongst your family?
So the situation is currently quite terrifying because India has been the last to catch up to the coronavirus. The first 2 months after it hit the world, India went into a complete lockdown. And therefore, we did not have much occasion for the pandemic to spread in India because people weren't just going out. Everybody was following the requirements, staying indoors. There was absolutely no activity. But then the government realized that there was an economic downturn in the offing. And because of that, the reopening started and the unlocking, as they called it, started. And as a result, now we have more than 700,000 cases in India. This is rising at the scale of about 25,000 to 30,000 cases every day. And before soon, I suspect we will have reached and crossed the level of infection that we find in the United States today, which is also quite significant. It is the metropolitan cities in India, like New Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata, Bangalore, which is bearing the brunt of the pandemic, where we see the majority of the cases. And I've been staying home. I have voluntarily decided to work from home. My office is working. We open office three times a week, but a lot of our staff continues to work from home.
Working from home, having the responsibility of the international president, I'm sure that this year has certainly been a test of all of those leadership skills that you've acquired over the last 18 years. So let me ask you, Deepak, what challenges has the current situation brought to your leadership and perhaps to the organization, the districts, and even some of the clubs?
So early on, when we started hearing about the pandemic, and this was towards the end of January, early February. And I was in the United States at that time, attending mid-year training in Nashville. It was very worrisome at that time. And then when I returned back to India, I started seeing some people wearing masks and others making fun of them when they were in that attire. And then in February, again, more news started coming up about what was going on, and especially in the part of the world where initially had the pandemic, that is China and the Far Eastern part of the world. But then early March, I was back in Denver at World Headquarters. We were having our executive committee and board meetings. And when we started hearing about the pandemic coming down to Europe and then in parts of the United States where there were Seattle got affected, parts of California, there was a challenge, not in the rest of the United States, not in New York even at that point in time. And we had to start thinking about what would happen if this pandemic swept the world. How are we going to be dealing with it? What should be the decisions that we should take early on? We had to move from the state of confusion and provide stability to our members, provide them with some consideration and knowledge that we were looking out for our members. And so very early on in March, we decided that we would ask our districts to only hold virtual meetings and cancel all in-person events. We also announced to our clubs that we would allow them the exception that they could, if they wish to, have only virtual meetings and thus abide by any local requirements, health requirements. Our basic concern was the health, safety, and welfare of our members. We wanted that nobody should get impacted by the virus because of Toastmasters, because of coming to a Toastmasters event or a Toastmasters meeting. And I think that concern has been at the back of our minds in every decision we have made since then.
I guess every international president probably has their own unique journey and experience. Like Greg was saying, how for you, it's certainly been an unprecedented challenge that you've faced here as president of our organization. I'm wondering, Deepak, as we look to the future here on the other side of the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic, and I guess the jury's still out as to how long it's going to take to get to the other side, both now and moving towards the other side of it, what suggestions do you have for Toastmasters in moving forward, both as individual member level as well as clubs and districts?
I think it's very important at this time to remain calm and not get very agitated, nervous, concerned, or perhaps worried about what we're going through, because by staying calm and composed, you're able to take the right decisions, not get too emotionally involved in what's happening around us, and then are also able to maintain our sanity. And that's what we've done on the board of directors. That's the kind of leadership that we've been able to provide to ensure that we're able to think correctly and do the right things for the right reasons. And that's something that I would like to ensure that every single member practices. In fact, everybody in the world should remain calm at this time, because that's essential. We must also remember to face the situation with courage. That is very important. If we practice courage at this time, we can also be great leaders for community, for our Toastmasters clubs, for everybody around us. And that, I think, again, is critical at this time. Compassion is essential, because we must understand we're not in this problem by ourselves. All of us going through the same challenge together. This is the time we need to ensure that we practice what we've been learning in Toastmasters. We learn active listening. It's not just about listening to what people say, but also to the nonverbal aspects of communication. What people are not saying, their gestures, their nonverbal facial expressions, is what you need to watch out for. Thank God for online communication. Thank God for video communication in the various platforms that we're using. We're able to see each other. And I think that's been a blessing in disguise for us, because we've been able to connect with not just our clubs, but with the rest of the world. Going forward, as we emerge from the pandemic, and you're absolutely right, we don't know when this new normal will emerge or when this pandemic will be brought under control. But one has to perhaps be more cautious and perhaps not be too optimistic here about when this will finally end. I would suspect it may take a year, a couple of years before we can really say that the pandemic has been tamed. But until then, we will perhaps still need to continue meeting online or have some amount of online features available in our in-person meetings where we do come back to meet in person. There are parts of the world where in-person meetings have already commenced, like in China, for instance. I think our Toastmasters world is going to look quite different going forward. There are things that the board will have to consider on an ongoing basis, watching the situation as it develops, and make sure that we continue to have our members' welfare at the back of our minds. We must especially take care of all those members who continue to feel at risk and still would like to engage with Toastmasters and continue to be a part of the organization. So I think we're in for many new things that will happen to Toastmasters. I'm glad that we have Pathways now. Pathways is completely online, and therefore it's so much easier for members to engage with the education program. In a sense, we seem to have been working towards making sure that our organization could easily shift to this online format that is now helping us and is proving to be a blessing.
That's certainly some sage advice. Now, as leaders, we understand conceptually what we need to do. We need to stay calm, practice courage, listen actively as you're sharing with us. But Deepak, could you perhaps help us a little further by offering some practical tips on what leaders can do to help their team stay the course and their clubs at this time? And for clubs, how are they going to grow their clubs? How are they going to maintain their membership during this time?
I think this is the time of great opportunity. While the pandemic has thrown the entire world into a spin, turned the entire world topsy-turvy, the world as we know it or have experienced it prior to January 2020, and I don't know whether it'll ever be the same again. But I think at this time, we must look for the opportunities that have presented themselves to us. One of the opportunities is learning this way of working online. Many organizations have announced that they would like their staff to be working online forever. And there are other organizations which are encouraging their employees to work online. They have discovered how much they've been able to save in terms of infrastructure costs by having their employees work from home. And so I have a feeling that this may be something that will be encouraged by many organizations in the future. And if that happens, it's so important for us to master online technology, online meetings, conducting them, ensuring that we understand how to manage these meetings. And Toastmasters is giving us the opportunity of learning these skills as part of our Toastmasters membership. We're not charging anything extra for providing this opportunity in a sense. So make use of that opportunity. The other thing is today we're not just restricted to going to our own home club meetings. We now have the ability to join any Toastmasters meeting anywhere in the world. And not just Toastmasters meetings, but Toastmasters events, district events, division or area events, anywhere in the world. We also will soon have the virtual convention, which will be available to everyone anywhere in the world. I think there are enormous opportunities available of learning, not just from our own club, but for learning from anywhere in the world today. Understanding the cross-cultural benefits members offer. You know, we are all different in terms of who we are, but we're all connected as Toastmasters because we all believe in the mission of the organization. And we are all together in ensuring that we grow together and develop together the skills and competencies that Toastmasters provides. And I think this is a wonderful opportunity to continue in that development mode.
As the saying goes, every challenge creates a seed of opportunity.
Absolutely. every cloud comes with a silver lining, if one were to go by the cliche.
I know in our club, I can see some opportunities. We've had some guests from China who have found interest in perhaps joining our actual club. Now, I'm wondering, Deepak, if you would have an opportunity to offer some words of wisdom or some advice for someone who perhaps just joined Toastmasters or who are just thinking of joining Toastmasters, especially at this unique point in time.
This is the best time that a member can be joining Toastmasters. And the reason why I say this is that this is a community that continues to offer support even in the time of this crisis. And support is so essential for us. Having the support of our community, of people around us, especially if you are restricted, are staying home, are perhaps in quarantine, or have voluntarily decided to stay home. This way, you are able to connect with the rest of the world. You are able to see peers, like-minded people who are working through their challenges and are willing to support you. As a new member, I would recommend that you immediately find a person to mentor you. Find a member from your own club. Your vice president of education will certainly assign a mentor to you. But you now have the opportunity of finding a mentor from anywhere in the world. Take help from the mentor. Understand what they have learned about Toastmasters. What is the scope of the program? We only sometimes see the surface of the program. We don't understand the complete program in its full depth, in the full capacity that it can provide to you, the potential that it can provide to you. And I would suggest that we must learn about the organization, what it does to us, how it changes us, hear some of the success stories. And there are multiple success stories that abound around the world about how Toastmasters has changed lives. Hear about such success stories as well from people around you. Ask them about their life lessons, about what they have learned from Toastmasters, so that you are able to find your niche. You are able to find the ways that you can achieve your objectives of joining Toastmasters. And the fact is that you need to continuously question yourself. What is my new purpose? Because the purpose that I joined Toastmasters for today may not be the same 6 months later. You're going to grow out of that requirement, but you would want to achieve something more. So keep questioning yourself and keep telling your president or your vice president education about your needs so that they can specifically help you in making sure that the program offered is tailored to help you achieve your needs. That's something that I would encourage and suggest for you. And then look at the possibility of becoming a leader. So engage in the club meetings. Make sure that you take on all the roles. Not only do your speech projects, but also assist other members and take up leadership positions, because you're going to learn a lot in Toastmasters than you would anywhere else in the world.
That's really great. Those questions are questions we can ask ourselves regardless of our level in the organization, our experience level.
Absolutely.
As we sail to the finish line here for this particular conversation, I want to ask you to expand a little bit on something you mentioned a few minutes ago, and that is the exciting notion of the virtual international convention this year. Can you give us a peek into what that's going to look like?
Well, it's a very exciting convention that's coming up. The first time in the 96-year history of the organization that we're going to be doing an online convention. All those events that you would expect in the in-person convention will be featured in the virtual convention. So you're going to have the opening ceremonies. You're going to have the educational sessions, semifinals of the World Championship of Public Speaking. You'll have the World Championship of Public Speaking itself. You'll have the accredited speaker program, presentations. And of course, you're going to have the annual business meeting where you will be asked to vote for the candidates for the international director and international officer positions. And then the president's inauguration. Of course, you will not have an opportunity of dancing. But let me tell you, we're still going to do the sing-along.
All right.
Don't you want to participate in the sing-along?
Oh, yes, the sing-along.
That's become a must-have feature in every in-person convention now. Past international president Ted Corcoran is still going to be leading that this year in the virtual format.
Amazing.
Nice. That's really great. It's so wonderful that people who've wanted to experience this for years, perhaps, but the travel costs have been prohibitive, much more accessible.
Absolutely. And it is absolutely free to attend. So no cost whatsoever. All you have to do is to attend with your fingers. That's all.
Right. That's really fantastic. Really great news. Well, Deepak, thank you not only for taking the time to speak with Greg and I this morning and to share with the Toastmasters podcast audience. Thank you for stepping up on your own leadership journey and serving our organization, especially during this precarious time. You talked about the calmness and courage that's called for during this time. Thank you for demonstrating those qualities with your steadfast leadership over the past several months. We're very fortunate to have had you as our international president. It's just always a pleasure speaking with you. So thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Deepak.
Thank you very much, Ryan. And thank you, Greg, for having me over. And I wish you all the very best.
Be well, stay healthy, and
we'll see you on the virtual dance floor.
Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.